Zom Rabbayo, Hochi Koma, this is what it means to say. Hochi Koma, that Ad Gamla Beglil, means up until Gamla and Glil, had a wall around it. Rashi says it means Kol Ayorisha Beglil, Ad Gamla, Hoyim Akefas Chaimim Yves Yeshua. So that's what it means to say. All the cities in Galil, Ad Gamlo, and Ad Gedud, Vieva Yadin, up until Gedud, Neva Yadin. Vachadid, Vieva, Vyushalayim, Yehuda. These were the cities in Yehuda that had a chaim around it. Rabbi says like this, Gamlo Begalil, when it says the Gamlo was in Galil, it means to say, Lafuki Gamlo, Besharotzes. Because there's another name, Gamlo, doesn't mean that city Gamlo. It only meant the city Gamla that was in Galil. That was the city that had a chayma from Moshe Yeshua. And Gedud also Beva Yadin, Lafuki Gedud is the Shiratzes. We have another city called Gedud someplace else. It's excluding that. It only meant the Gedud in the Yadin. Inuch Laikarik of Asayu, Laitzrach Lay. But other cities that only has one name, there's no other city like that name, we don't have to say those names. Those names of Pshita was known, those cities had a wall around it. Just the Chiddush of these cities are, even though there are other cities with the same name, and those cities do not have a Chayma, so you have to say, this is Negalil, this is the Yevra Yardin. For the Mark Hashiv Yishlaim, Mimechlet Bot, Mashmi Yishlaim also, if the city had a Chayma around it, is it true if you sell your house to like it's cold sold, you lose it? I have a tiny learned. Asara Dvorim Nem of Yishlaim. There are 10 things said about Yishlaim. Ein Habayis Cholot Bo. That if you sell a house in Yishlaim, it's never like loss. You can't sell it completely. Because there's no real bailiff, like Rashi says. Yishlaim was not Nechla Kol Lishvotim, wasn't given out. It belongs to the whole Klai Yisrael like. So nobody really has a right to sell it forever. So Yishlaim can't be Cholot. Rashi says, Moshun Nechsev, Lakoinos to the Reisov. It, once you sell it, it stays for you forever. And we hold that Yerushalayim is l'nechla kol l'shvatim. Oman kul can be makna to you. So my answer is enech nami. What I meant to say was, Amar Rav Yechanan, I mean to say, ki Yerushalayim to mekefes chayma miyamay Yeshua benun. Just means to say another city that has a wall around it like Yerushalayim that had it from Yemay Yeshua benun. That's called the Ir Chayma. But the lake Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim itself. The Yilu Yerushalayim itself, and Abayas Cholot Bo. If you sell the house, it will not get lost because you're not a Bailam in Yerushalayim. It doesn't really belong to you. So you can't sell it like forever. The Yilu Hochem, Hashem, in other places outside Yerushalayim, is Abayas Cholot Bo. If you sell the house, so Locher is the first year you have a right to redeem it back. If you do not redeem it back within the first year in the Chanami, then you lose out. You do not get it. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi like this, Rav Ashi Omar, Lav Omar Rav Yosef, did Rav Yosef say, Trei Kodesh Evi, that there are two cities called Kodesh. Ezakinami Trei Yerushalayim, it could be the two different cities called Yerushalayim. And we're not talking about the famous Yerushalayim here, that tag is not Cholot, but there was another Yerushalayim, and that could be Cholot. Having more says, Tanya Rav Yishmer Rav Yosef, Loma Mordechai Chomim Mesailu, how can the Chomim counted these, it says in the Mishnah, these cities are called Bati Yerachayma? Shekesh'olu B'nei Agola, because by the second bias, when Ezra came up back to Eretz Yisrael, Motzu Eilu, we found these cities, V'kitchum, and he's Mekadosh these cities. That's from the first Masech, the Shuras, how he's the Mekadosh it there, V'shtei Toidus, V'shir, Bati Dina Mahalchim, Shtei Toidus Achreim. The kid said, this novel, like Mar says, Avu Rishonis, but the other cities, Botlu, it was Botlu the Kedusha. Misha Botlu Kedusha Saretz. And when Chayasa wanted to go, left after the Churban, the first base of Migdash, the Kedusha went off Eretz Yisrael. And Kesel, this time holds, that Kedusha Rishonis, the Kedusha was put into Eretz Yisrael, through Yeshua, and through David and Shlema, was Kitcha Lashaita, but Kitcha Lasa Lavai. It was only Kedusha then, when they were there, but not Lasa Lavai. Meaning to say, once Klai Yisrael left, it's the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha went off. So later when Ezra came up, in the time of Bayis HaShani, when they started to build then, so he was Mekadosh the cities. So kids from the Bayis HaShani, only these cities have Kedusha Bati Yerachayma. Because the Locha Bati Yerachayma only applies in Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha Saretz. So therefore it says only these cities, because these cities received the Kedusha the second time. this is Raminu, I have a steer now in Rabbi Shmuel. Raminu. Here we have another brass that says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Here he says, V'chi'elu b'vad hoyu, was it only this city that received Kedusha? Well, like Shvanem, the Pesach says, Shishamir, it was 60 cities, Kol Chebel Agav, all the strings to Agav, Kolel Orem Betzuras, fortified cities, like a lot of cities received Kedusha. Not only these. If so, he says Rabbi Shmuel, and Allah Mamarach Chomis, and Hakam Chomis counted these cities, because it was like this, Kishon Bnei Agoyla, when they went up by the second bayis, Matsu Elu V'Kitchum, they found these cities and they Mekadosh these cities. For the Makasha Kitchum, what do you mean is Mekadosh them? For our meaning, you just said before, the Lord Tzurich Melukadachinu, you don't have to be Mekadosh them. Because here it's Mashmiel that the Dusha Rishayna was not Botla. Elu rather Monam, they just counted them. That's all Monam. Elu Matsu Ras, Y Matsu Elu Monam. Not only these, any city that you know for sure you have a Meseris on, you have a Sech from your father, that that any city in Eretz Yisrael that you know for sure had a wall around at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, is called Mitzvah and Hegesbor. All these mitzvahs of Bot Yerachem apply to it. Why was Rabbi Shmuel hold like this? Because here he says, Bifnei Shekdusha Rishayna is Kitcho L'Shaita, the Kitcho L'Asa Lavoi. The first Kedusha was Kaddish then, and Kitcho L'Asa Lavoi. So it's all the theory of Rabbi Shmuel. Here we have Rabbi Shmuel saying the Kedusha was Kitcho L'Shaita, the Kitcho L'Asa Lavoi. The Kedusha is still around now also. That's why now, even after the Bayis HaShani, even cities that they weren't Mekadosh them, they didn't have to be Mekadosh them then. It has the first Kedusha, and it still has Lacha, but the Yerachayna. And before we said, no, only these cities, the ones they were Mekadosh the second time. But all the first Kedusha was Batal. So it's a theory in Rabbi Shmuel. Moritz says, the boys and one tales could be, trade Tanoim, believe with Rabbi Shmuel. In a time, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, exactly what did Rabbi Shmuel have to say? The boy is saying another pshat could be Chad Minay was Reb Leza b'Reb Yosi Yomru. They weren't Reb Yishmael, but was Reb Leza b'Reb Yosi. The Tanya would learn like this: Reb Leza b'Reb Yosi Yomer. The pasuk says Asher Loi Chayma. The Mashman had a wall. Sidash and Zafal Pi Shein Lo Yachshav. Even though right now there's no wall, Roy LaKaidem LaChein. But they had the wall before. It's enough. So Nachurim was making a tushdel who had done kedusha also. That any city, as long as it had once had the Kedusha, even though it's after the Churban HaBayis, still the Kedusha is still there. Sabi Reb Leza Svara. So he's the one to say the first Kedusha is still around. Yeah. The other Gemara says, My time of the Mandiyam Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shaita Vloy Kitchel Los Lovey. What Shan, the first Rabbi Shmuel we had, it's Mashma, the first Kedusha is bottled, it's not here anymore. Why is he hold like that for? Why does he say it's Loi Kitcha Lassa Lavoi? He says, the Chsiv, it dashes the Pasuk that says, the Chsiv, it says Nehemiah, Vayasu Bnei Agoyla. The Bnei Agoyla, now when they came up the second time, Hashovim Min Ashrita came back from the captured ones. Sukkos, they made Sukkos over there. It says, Vayashu Vasukkos, and they sat inside the Sukkah. That the Bnei Yisrael did not do this when they went up by Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeah. So it's like this. V'tehei simcha gedol miyod. And it should be a big simcha. So the question was, Efshe bo David v'lo yosa sukkas, the possible David, he didn't make sukkas. Achibu Ezra, was Ezra the first one that made sukkas? So what does it mean to say, it wasn't made before? What do you mean they didn't make sukkahs before? Eli rather means like this, that the makish biyosim bimei Ezra, li biyosim bimei Yeshua. There's ekashir to say that the same way they came up in by Yeshua's times, that's the way they came up now by Ezra. It means to say this, ma biyosim bimei Yeshua, just like when they first came up in Yeshua's times. Manu shmitin v'yovlois v'kitshu orichaynom, that they had a what? They started to count then Shemitah and Yovel, and they had to make a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael to give it a din of Bati Orichaynom. Is af v'yosim b'mei Ezra, the same thing when it went up the second time, and b'mei Ezra was also the same time. Manu Shemitah, they started to count Shemitah, the Yevus and Yevus, the Kitchua Rechayma, and it had to be Mekadish, the Yor Rechayma. Rashi says, Elamakish Biyosim and Miezra, Tokilo Yosu, Lava Sukkas, and I'm not going back to Sukkas itself. I've already had Sukkas before. Halachi Kamar, Kilo Yosu, Mashosu, Achshom, Yemos Yeshua, Omaniyu, Kedusha Sora, they didn't do yet what was done before. They had to start over again to make a new kedusha right now. The pasuk says, this is the first time they came into Eretz, so they made a Yerusha. It means Makish Yerushoscha Yerusha Savasecha. Rashi says, "V'avirach Hashem lekechom, v'shuv v'melagolus mishdoi kro d'chsev liyel minei, v'shav Hashem lekechom shvus kavir lemechom." As he was possible even the second time, after they came back from Golus, so was the hekish the second time to the first time to say, "Ma Yerusha Tavasech." This was the first time when the Avos came in. The chiddush called Vorm Halalu. They had to make kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and they had a chiddush that started Yerlus and Shmitois. Is after Yerushoscha, the same thing, the second time they're coming in now, is also the Chiddush called Dvorim Halalu. You have to have all this Chiddush, meaning in a family. You have to make a new Kedusha, you have to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason to say that you have to make a second Kedusha. V'idach, Rav Gemara, V'idach, the one that says, no, you don't need a second Kedusha. V'idach, what does it mean to say, rest of V'idach, V'yerlom ki lo yosu asukkas, goes back on Sukkas. V'lav Sukkas, Mamashat, they didn't have Sukkas. El the boy Ezra Rachma Yitzro de Avoy de Zoro, that Ezra should have been mispalol to avatol the Yitzro de Avoy de Zoro, and it was given over to them. What the Gemara says, Viduch means like this: the boy Rachma al Yitzro de Avoy de Zoro ubatle, that he was davened to Hashem to take away the Yitzro of the Avoy de Zoro. The Oygin suchos yolayu kisuka, and his choshe we protect him just like sukkis. Rashi's kisuka. Kilo Yosu Dovazev Yimei Yirindus Yimei Yeshua. Vayu Bekofet Kroa Liyat Kuru Yeshua Tzfei Me'achrayim Mekomat Kilo Bloshin Genai. Here. Here. But it says that this is the Kokofet Kroa Levayu Bishotu Yitur Apostle was Makal upon Yeshua. The Bechol Duch the Ksiv Yeshua all over it says Yeshua. Vokha Ksiv Yeshua. Here it says Yeshua. Because it's like this. Bishleima Moshe Leboi Rachmei Bishle Moshe Rabbeinu was not mispalel to take away the Yetzara for Avoy de Zoron. Lehevi Schusa de Eretz Yisrael. They didn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet, so it wouldn't help this Tefillah. Eli Yeshua, but by Yeshua, Tevelei Schusa de Eretz Yisrael, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, Amayla Leboi Rachmei should have been mispalel Rachmei Klai Yisrael that the Yetzara of Avoy de Zoron should go away. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. But not that you had to make a second Kedusha. Because this sheet holds that the Kedusha Rishon was Kishon L'Shaita, the Kishon L'Ofel Lavoi. So Rechman, you did not have to make another Kedusha. So here was only Shiloh, the Sukkos here means Sukkos Mamish, like, to Mevatel the Yetzer Hara. Yeah.
All right, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side.
What was my thoughts? Yeshua was a man of Barachmi, Oksiv. Yeshua, the only school that is thrown, Mother Barachmi. I have Oksiv, the prophet says, Asha Yoshua of a Sech of Yerushta. So, Marsh, what we said before, there's the Hekish, that the second Yerushta is just like the first one. So, it should be Mashmi, you should have to make a new Kedusha now. So, Mosul and Hokkah come into the prophet means to say, Kivun the Yoshua of a Sech of Yoshua is at, that once the fathers, but once they made the first Kedusha, that Kedusha is going to help even for the second time also. Meaning to say, the first Kedusha was Kitchen L'Shaito, the Kitchen L'Asa Lavoi. That Kedusha will never go away. That was a question of me, Mani Shemitim. For Yervis Hashtag, is it true that we count Shemitah? And Yervis now, is this true? Rashi Smur says, Hashtag. Mishahasta Mishagol Shavit Ruva Mishavit God. Fakati Shavit Menashe bought Le Yavis, so that's Halacha. You only count Yavis when Rav Klaius is in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Shavit of Ruvain and God, the Chachamir, left Eretz Yisrael, that was during the first bias even. I should be Mesan Cherub. It was bought Le Yavis, If so, Ezra by Ezra, they say the pasuk says by the chsibe kol akol ki echad abo rebuya apay meshesh mil zashishim hevei money. Like when Ezra came up, it wasn't even Rav Klai Yisrael. Not all of them came up to Eretz Yisrael. So you didn't have Rav Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So for sure there should not be Yodlis by the Beit Hamikdash Hasheni. So what is Eretz Hanami? More instance, the Tanya learned like this. This part of the Kashi, the Tanya we learned that Mishagol is Shevet Ruvah, Mishavet God, the Chata Shevet Hamanasha, is Batli Yodlis. That's when it was Batli Yodlis. Shnevet the Pesach says, who cross and draw Boeth L'chol Yisrael. The when do we have the parasha of Yovel Noig, when everybody's living in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shekol Yisrael, when everybody living in Eretz Yisrael. But V'lei Bizman Shekol Miktsasen, not when some of Klai Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael. If so, so by Ezra's time, you didn't have whole Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, there shouldn't be any Yovel then. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Hoyu Aleha V'hein Mi'uravin. Let's say the whole Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, so as the Shvatim were mixed up, not living in their own place. That means, let's say Shevet Binyamin Yehuda, Binyamin got mixed up with Shevet Yehuda, but Shevet Yehuda Binyamin. I would have thought maybe Hayyavel learned it would be a Binyavel. Tom Levin, the question is, no, Lechol Yeshvah. They can say Bizman, She Yeshvah Ketekunin, only when they're living there in a normal way. Lechol Bizman, Shemu Levin, not when they're mixed up. So the kids said the Klai Yisrael is even mixed up the different Shvatim. There's no Din Yovel. So how could we say that the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni there was Yovel, the whole Klai Yisrael wasn't there? Only a few of them went up. Not even all of them. Yeah. So my answer is Avraham Nachum Yitzchok. Mani Yovelis Lekadish Mitzit Enechnami. The real din of Yovel was not knowing the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that they didn't free the Avodim. But Nogaya, we have to know when Shmita is. Like Shmita is every 7th year, so when you finish a cycle of 7 of them, then the 50th year is Yovel. So not that Yovel has special lechus ruchus Yovel, but rather lechus for Shmita. That you don't start counting the next first year of Shmita, not the 50th year, but the 51st year. So that's why there was Nogaya to count Yovel to know when the Shmita would be. So rest of that's the Machlokes. Let me give you here. Hanich, that's good, the Rabbanim, the Yom, and they say, Shinas Chamishim Eina Min HaMinyan. The 50th year is not Min HaMinyan. But only Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom, he has here, Shinas Chamishim, only El Lakan Lakan. He has the way he counted 7 Shemitahs, 49 years, and the 50th year, that's Yovel. But the 50th year is only Lakan Lakan, it has a lech of Yovel, and it's also called the first year of the next Shemitah. It's so normally, the Shemitah and Sagi. So what do I have to count Yovel for? Yovel doesn't take up an extra year for Shemitah. It's always every 7th year of Shemitah. So there's such true Nechnami, Revadid Lech Reb Yehuda. This is where it says that they counted Yovel as not Lech Reb Yehuda. Because in the Bais Hasheni, really didn't Yovel was a leg. So we only counted the Yovel to know exactly when the end of the cycle would be, like when the 50th year to say that we don't start the next Shemitah, but say the 51st year. So that's not like Reb Yehuda, because according to Reb Yehuda, the 50th year itself is the beginning of the next Shemitah. Yeah. So that's enough. The true of Leimani Shemitah and the Yehudah, they didn't count Shemitah and the Yehudah. Isaac said, the passage says, Miket Shev Hashem, Tishkoch and Yishya Sachiv. Hizi, Ashim Kolecho. The passage in Yimiyah, but the Bayes Hashem, the Mashmah, they didn't keep Shemitah and the Yehudah. They freed them. Avinu ba miket shev shonim v'ksiv avoska sheshonim v'anach na yitzchak shesh na nimkai v'shev na nirtzim is that panirtzim works into shmita to yovel so mashu we met the parash of yovel so we said no hibu tekocha we said the tam tekocha
alright we'll stop here we'll continue on the next tape.